Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story. Today's story entitled A Word of a Smile. About 10 years ago, when I was an undergraduate in college, I was working as an intern at my university's Museum of National History. One day, while working at the cash register in the gift shop, I saw an elderly couple come in with a little girl in a wheelchair. As I looked closer at this girl, I saw that she was kind of perched on her chair. I didn't realize she had no arms or legs, just the head, neck, and torso. She was wearing a little white dress with red polka dots. As the couple wheeled her up to me, I was looking down at the register. I turned my head toward the girl and gave her a wink. As I took the money from her grandparents, I looked back at the girl, who was giving me the cutest, largest smile I have ever seen. All of a sudden, her handicap was gone, and all I saw was this beautiful girl whose smile just melted me and almost instantly gave me a completely new sense of what life is all about. She took me from a poor, unhappy college student and brought me into her world, a world of smiles, love, and warmth. That was 10 years ago. I'm a successful business person now, and whenever I get down and think about the troubles of the world, I think about the little girl and the remarkable lesson about life that she taught me. That was an interesting story on Lantern. Now we listen to interesting points of it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then take some moral lessons and themes out of these stories in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary life and make use of them, in fact, in a helpful way. Well, our subject of talk for today is smiling. You know that in Islam, there is a strong emphasis on the importance of positive energy and good behavior towards others, including smiling and being kind. This is based on the teachings of the Holy Book of Quran and the examples set by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course, our infallible imams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind with an innate inclination to love those who are friendly. A person who meets others with a smile drives away their anxiety and troubles and spreads tranquility and comfort. This is because smiling is a commendable characteristic, and the one who smiles is complimented. The Holy Book of Quran encourages Muslims to be kind and compassionate towards others and to spread positively and good energy in the world. For example, in Surah Al-Ali Imran, verse number 170, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرِحِينِ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Rejoicing in Allah's bounties and being delighted for those yet to join them. There will be no fear for them, nor they will grieve. You know, this verse represents that joy and happiness are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they should not be underestimated. About the emphasis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on smiling, there are lots of stories and narrations in this regard. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was always cheerful and bright-faced. According to historians, he always kept smiling in the face of his companions, to the extent that one of his companions said, "I have never seen anyone who smiles more than the Prophet does." Our infallible imams also emphasize the importance of positive energy and good behavior towards others. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said that the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are done regularly, even if they are small. You know, this hadith highlights the importance of consistent good behavior towards others, even if it is through small acts of kindness. Okay, let's have a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern from iRab English Radio. Well, today, as we said, we are talking about smiling and its positive energy and the emphasis that our dear religion of Islam has put on this important issue. Jabir ibn Abdullah said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refused my permission to see him since I embraced Islam and never looked at me but with a smile. Moreover, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You cannot satisfy people with your wealth, but satisfy them with your cheerful faces and good morals." Abu Dharr narrated from the Holy Prophet that he said, "Do not disdain a good deed, no matter how small it may seem, even if it is your meeting with your brother with a cheerful face." Similarly, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that smiling to your brother is charity. You know, this hadith emphasizes the importance of spreading positively and good energy through simple acts of kindness, such as smiling at others. Well, overall, all these stories illustrate the importance of smiling and positive energy in our precious religion of Islam. We are encouraged to spread joy and happiness in our interactions with others, to express gratitude for Allah's blessings, and to create a positive atmosphere wherever we go. Okay, dear listeners, this is an endless wellspring if we just know how to use it. If we use smiling wisely and sensibly, we can win over hearts. They will be more open and prepared to listen to what we share about our beautiful faith. I hope that all of us would make this beautiful habit as one characteristic of each other. I hope that every one of us would make these beautiful characteristics as certain behavior and habits of us. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Lantern. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.